This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the operative phrase this week on our program is the phrase defining moment. I don't know if you use that term. I use it a lot. We're going to explain in a minute what defining moment means in your life in 2016. My prayer is that this message in itself could be a defining moment in your life as we look at Luke 6, where Jesus does something that many Bible scholars say defining moment in his life in ministry. The term or phrase is defining moment. A defining moment is something that changes your life because of something you say, something you do, or something you decide. A defining moment, again, is when the course of your life is changed by something you say, something you do, or something you decide. Some of you have had a defining moment in the last month, and nobody knows about it. Some of you may have a defining moment today, for you see, the greatest defining moment of all is when a man or woman or young person says these words, "Jesus Christ is Lord." That is the defining moment of life. And we're going to look at an event in the life of Jesus that commentators have said this was a defining moment in the early ministry of Jesus. This was a defining moment as he began his ministry. I want to share it with you because it's a story, frankly, I don't think I've ever heard anyone talk about. Any minister in all my years and on being in church, I've never heard anyone preach from this text. And I don't know why, because it's a great story, great message from Luke 6. Let's bring it up right at the beginning here. We're preaching through this book. This is exactly where I left off last week. One Sabbath, or Saturday, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to pick some heads of grain, rub them in their hands, and eat the kernels. Some of the Pharisees asked, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus answered them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and taking the consecrated bread, he ate what is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man,'" he's talking about himself, "'the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath, he went into the synagogue and was teaching. And a man was there whose right hand was shriveled, withered. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath. But Jesus knew what they were thinking." Underline that in your Bible if you do that. "Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Get up and stand in front of everyone.' So he got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or destroy it?' He looked around at them all and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He did so, and his hand was completely restored. But they were furious and began to discuss with one another what they might do to Jesus." The defining moment in the early ministry of Jesus was when he claimed to be Lord of the most sacred institution in the life of the Orthodox Jew. You and I do not appreciate the importance of the Sabbath until I read to you this next paragraph that describes how sacred and what the law said about the Sabbath. One commentator put it this way: "The Sabbath was the most sacred institution as a part of the Jewish life, and Jesus not only violated some of the Pharisaical rules connected with the Sabbath, he made the statement, 'I am the Lord of the Sabbath.'"
Well, folks, this is one of my favorite passages out of Luke, where Jesus claimed to be the Lord of the Sabbath, the most sacred institution in the life of the Jew. God bless you as you listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.